over to our psalmist. Psalmist, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, the floor is yours.
Let praises arise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you be alive in the inside, in the inside of me. Come feel my life from the inside, from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you, for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you, for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you be alive in the inside of me. Conceive my life from the inside, from the inside of me. Send me on fire from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Feel my life, feel all that is you, Lord, for if by your name. My life, feel all they see is you, Lord, for me by your name. Feel my life, feel all they see is you, Lord, for me by your name. Feel my life, feel all they see. Is your glory by your name? 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Our Father, all of heaven, Lord, your name, sing louder. Let this place be up with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven, Lord, your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down, Spirit break out, break our walls down, Spirit break out, Heaven come down. King Jesus, you're the name we lift in high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here. King Jesus, you're the name we lift in high. Your glory, shaking earth and sky, revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. King Jesus, you're the name we lift in high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here. King Jesus, you're the name we lift in high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. Jesus, we want to see your kingdom here. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. Spirit break out, yeah. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Good morning, TMC family. Yes, I am here. Good morning. This is Simone from Vancouver, Canada. And hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Minister Simone.
Okay. Good morning again, TMC family. And again, this is Simone. And on October 25th, 2010, the co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started the Master's Call. And the scripture is... Our psalmist scripture is, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come and before you. Our mission statement is to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. And the TMC Master's Call website is themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net, and all messages are archived on the site, as well as our the bios for our speakers. On our team is on this year 2022 is, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or to share the word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We were all brought together by the phenomenal company, Artists for Life, which was established by the Diaz de Alion family over 33 years ago. We have great products to help the world become healthier and wealthier. This morning, the TMC call will be held by Claudette, this morning, and a team of great information and the benefits of the wonderful Artists for Life product. The number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POWN. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POWN. And the bypass number if needed is 716-293-9707. You just follow the prompt right there. And this morning, our speaker is Minister Willow this morning. And she is our wonderful speaker announcer this morning. And what I will do right now is I will call her up to the mic so she can give the word this morning. Minister Willa, are you there, please? Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Minister Simone?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away, please.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for...
Minister Willa, mm-hmm. Hold on a second, please. Before you go ahead, let me pray, before you go ahead.
Right.
And bring
you.
I'm so sorry.
No problem.
So sorry this morning. Okay. Our Father and our God, once again, we come in your presence, dear Lord. We want to thank you, Father, for this another glorious and beautiful day that you've given to us. You've waken us up this morning, and as we thank you and ask for your guidance and your protection throughout this day, give us grace, give us glory, give us all we need to take on this day and everything that's a part of this day, Father God. We ask all these mercies and more, dear God, in your name's sake. Amen. Minister Willa, take it away, please.
Thank you very much, Minister Simone, one of the newest members of our TMC family, who did an amazing job. Thank you for that introduction of me, the warm introduction, as well as the prayer. And thank you, Minister. Oh, I've got to sneeze. Minister Keisha, for setting the atmosphere with praise and worship. You have blessed us this morning. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for seating and greeting our family members with robust joy and also fortifying your greeting with scripture. And thank you, I'm telling you, my TMC family, for being here with us as part of this call, because as you know, without you, we would be preaching to one another, preaching to ourselves. So we really appreciate you for being there with us. And Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola, thank you for being the anchors of this call, for being sensitive to the Holy Spirit's guidance as each one of your eaglets have been released from the nest to soar in ways that we may not have realized. Sometimes it's been with, you've done it always gently, but sometimes with a steady nudge, encouraging us along the way. I so love and appreciate you and my TMC family for all you do. So, dear God, please hide me behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of me as I bring a word to your children this morning. Lord, I pray that you use this yielded vessel to impart a word that will encourage everyone who is within the sound of my voice. I take authority that you have given me to put Satan, all of his cohorts, and imps under my feet with your word, so that they have no place on this call. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over this call so that it goes through with all clarity. I give you all the praise, hallelujah, and all the glory belongs to you. In your precious name I pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, good morning, my TMC family. Well, family, let me tell you, weeks before I prepare a message, I ask God what it is he would have me to share. And, you know, I think about life experiences, testimonies, and I glean from those and the Holy Spirit's guidance to determine the content of my message. Well, of course, I had a different subject to deliver to you this month or this morning until I went to church Sunday and listened to my pastor, Anthony C. White, and his message and how it was aligned with the theme that we have this year. I thought about my original message that I had planned to share, which was in acknowledgement of National Women's Month. However, the Holy Spirit led me to give this one. So in obedience, I am going to go with his plan, because isn't that always best? With that said, the title of my message is Ready Obedience to Bountiful Blessings, which was the title of my pastor's message. And the scripture reference is found in Deuteronomy 26, verses 8 through 12. And it says, "And the Lord brought us up out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terror suffered by the Egyptians and with signs and wonders. And he has brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now look, I have brought the first of the produce of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall place it before the Lord your God and shall worship before the Lord your God. And you and the Levites and the strangers, residents, alien foreigners among you, shall rejoice in all the good which the Lord your God has given to you and your household." And verse 12, "When you have finished paying all the tithes of your produce to the third year, which is the year of tithing, then you shall give it to the Levites, to the stranger, to the orphan and to the widow, so that they may eat within the gates of your cities and be satisfied. And that was from the Amplified Bible. As a child, I must say, I was creatively mischievous, a little creatively mischievous somebody. When my mother would instruct me to do, when my mother told me what to do and what not to do, many times she would make known the benefits or the results of what I was told to do, usually before I did that, Whether it was making good grades in school, the benefits of getting a good education, or as she said, would say, performing better than the best because people of color were judged differently, she would tell me the rewards beforehand. However, she did not always tell me the consequences of my mischievous acts, or should I say, the punishment beforehand. That was generally a surprise and was left up to the way she felt that day. I'm sure some of you can relate. So being the child that I was and wanted to do things my way and have my way, I was willing to do to suffer the consequences and hope that I got her on a good day and or a tired day when she decided the punishment. Now, many of you have heard me say before that my mother was on her knees praying for her baby girl. Because of her prayers, my rededication of my life to the Lord, life experiences with maturity, I now, without a shadow of a doubt, know that ready obedience brings bountiful blessings. Now, how does the story of my creative, mischievous behavior relate to Deuteronomy 26 verses 8 through 12, and the title of this message? Well, Deuteronomy is the fifth book of Moses, which completes the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. In Deuteronomy, Moses is delivering a farewell message to the second generation of Israelites as they prepare to go to the Promised Land. Moses gave them the conditions by which their relationship was established and how they were to function if they wanted to experience God's blessings. More is said about the blessings and the curses, as you know, in Deuteronomy 28. The Israelites were instructed to trust and obey their king, who was God, and the benefits they would have, that he would protect them, guide them, and they would experience all the promises God made to Israel. These promises were no different than the promises given to the generation before them. The choice was up to the Israelites. If they walked with God, they would experience blessings. However, if they walked away from God, they would have to endure the curses and devastation because of their choices. The pattern regarding obedience and consequences that God established for the Israelites is the same pattern instituted by our parents. The same held true with my mother's instructions to me, and I am sure with your parents' instructions to you. If you did as you were told, you reaped the benefits. If you went contrary to those instructions, you faced unfavorable consequences. God kept his instructions clear. We as his children make his covenant to us difficult. As my mother would say, and I can imagine God saying, just do as you are told and trust me. So how do we experience ready obedience to bountiful blessings with the food and gas prices on the uprise, so many people without jobs, wars going on, and even senseless wars, blatant racism, as we've seen as we watch the confirmation hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, and all the social injustice? Lord, tell me, how do we experience these bountiful blessings? Well, just as the Israelites had to adhere to being responsible, it is no different for us today. Now, let me be clear. in the Deuteronomy covenant, the Israelites had to do things to be blessed. In the new covenant, we are already blessed. However, as with all things worth enjoying, there are responsibilities. You see, we are blessed with all spiritual gifts in Christ. God is our milk and honey. The milk represents fertility and nourishment. The honey represents sweetness and joy. And great love carries great responsibilities. For John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever," that means everybody, "whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus paid a great price so that you and I can experience the blessings of the new covenant. Therefore, we have a tangible responsibility by demonstrating ready obedience to bountiful blessings. So, to demonstrate the ready obedience to bountiful blessings, we must, number one, surrender our lives to God. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is not I, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." A commentary from the Jeremiah Study Bible says, "When we accept the Lord as our personal Savior, the life we live is no longer our own. It is a life with a legal and relational component. Legally, because God looks at us as if we had died with Christ, we no longer are condemned for our sins because the price has been paid. Relationally, because we share in Christ's sufferings and have died to our old way of living, he indwells in us through the Holy Spirit, empowering us to live a life of obedience." Family, we have been bought with the price of Jesus' blood. I must tell my flesh to get out of the way. I must give no place to Satan in my thoughts and actions, and of course, pray in order to live a surrendered lifestyle. So, no matter how much I detest or how much we detest social injustice, blatant racism, the devastating wars, the skyrocketing gas prices and food prices, the challenges of everyday life, we must seek God's guidance and consult him before making any decisions. Mary, Ruth, Esther, Hannah, Joseph, Abraham, Paul, all had one thing in common. They lived a surrendered lifestyle. The ultimate example, however, of a surrendered lifestyle is found in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Exodus 15:6 says, your right hand, O Lord, in power, is on your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, O Lord, shatters the enemy." To demonstrate an obedient lifestyle, number two, we must return the tithe as a priority. When you have finished paying all the tithe of the produce in the third year, which says in Deuteronomy 26:12, the year of tithing, then you shall give it to the Levite, to the stranger, to the orphan, and to the widow, so that they may eat within the gates of your cities and be satisfied. When I consider all that God had done for me, how he paid it all at Calvary, how he gave you and me everything, he just asked for so little of us. Think about it, my TMC family. Jesus paid it all. And all he asks of us is to return 10% of what is already his. However, don't let me stop there with just the tithe. Because remember, the return of the tithe is one of the ways that we experience ready obedience and powerful and bountiful blessings. We can go further by being more of a blessing and demonstrating our love through the offering, whether it be financially, with our time, and with our treasure. When I think about all Jesus did for you and me, as he was lied upon and took it without saying a word, as he was spat upon without any retaliation, as he was mocked, oh my God, as he was beaten until unrecognizable, and carried his cross with the weight of it all, how can we not help a stranger? How can we not help the homeless? How can we not help the widows? How can we not help those in need? Because of what Jesus did for us, because of the life he lived for us, we must do the same. We must be humble. We must be giving. We must live a surrendered lifestyle. The third way to demonstrate ready obedience to bountiful blessings is to rehearse our testimony to God's power. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." We give a testimony to encourage others, knowing that when we share what we have gone through and how God in his mighty power kept us through it all, and then brought us either changing the situation or by changing us, it gives us strength to others as they witness how God worked in our lives and made us stronger as we depended on him. Beloved, I know going through challenging and difficult times is hard. However, we must live a life. We must be a living witness to how God brought us through, how his power changed us, how he kept us, mentally sound and gave us peace. Our testimony, it can be a life changer for someone who's going through something. And I'm not going to keep you long, but I heard a testimony on yesterday. And oh my God, it just blessed my soul about a woman whose husband passed away, and she was living in the house that both she and her husband had together, and the family owned the house. And when he passed away, at the funeral, one of her relatives told her, "You got to move out of the house." Now, her husband had been sick for a couple of years, but I know that never came to her mind that she was going to have to move. But they told her she had to move. And without any repercussion, without any kickback, she did it. She wasn't happy about having to do it, but she surrendered. And today she is blessed better than she was before. Another lady woke up one morning, had been married for 3 wonderful years. Her husband that morning, she thought it was like any other morning, got up and told her he wanted a divorce. She thought he was kidding until she looked at his face and saw it was true. He also let her know that he was going to render her poor. He was going to put her out of the house, and he did. It was a struggle for her. But I'm telling you, yesterday she gave her testimony of how God brought her through, how her house that she has now is bigger and better than the one she had before. How she did not, she did just like Jesus. She did not give any repercussions. She just gave it all. Isn't that what Jesus did for us? He just gave it all as he lived that surrendered lifestyle before you and me. So we rejoice in the good things God has provided. Psalm 92:4 says, "For you, the Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands." Everyone loves the celebration, right? And what a glorious, rejoicing, good time we have because of God's faithfulness to us. In closing, ready obedience to bountiful blessings is a gift God has given his children. You see, our theme for this year, as I said, relates to what my pastor talked about. So our theme gives further directives of how you and I can experience ready obedience to bountiful blessings. It goes, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience, which is that ready obedience, and all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. That's the bountiful blessings in our lives. And that comes from Isaiah 1, verses 9 through 20. My TMC family, I pray this message has been a blessing to you as we all do the ready obedience to bountiful blessings. Minister Simone, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I am here. I am here, Minister Willa. Thank you very much for your word this morning. I am very grateful for that, and we are very thankful to you for your word this morning. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to pray, and then I'll finish up for you guys. Dear God, please give us strength when we're weak, love when we feel forsaken, courage when we are afraid, wisdom when we feel foolish, Lord, comfort when we're alone, hope when we feel rejected, peace when we are in turmoil. We ask all these mercies and more, Father God. Watch over us throughout this glorious and beautiful day. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can dial 712-432-1085. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 975-667-pound. What I also want to do is to thank once again Prophet Kai for bringing us this our powerful greeting to everyone and welcoming our guests with our shout out this morning. Also, I want to thank Minister Keisha for the anointed praise and worship that she brought out to us this morning as well. And also thank again Minister Willa again for bringing that powerful message this morning. Can I ask Minister Willa to come back in and give us the benediction, please?
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Simone. Lord, you are our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in time of trouble. Lord, we thank you that you told us in your word that obedience is better than sacrifice. So, God, we thank you that you have given us everything in your word to live a surrendered life, to live an obedient life, to live a life full of testimony, and to give you praise after the testimony. God, to make tithing a priority. So we ask, dear God, that you just continue to keep us, that you continue to guide us, that you continue to be our strength, and that we continue to be voice pieces for you. Lord, we thank you for your protection. As we go out about this day, you know what each person stands in need of, and so we trust you, Lord, for all things are perfect, all things are good when in your sight. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I love me some you. Go out and have a wonderfully blessed day. Goodbye.